Welcome to the Fablo AgriLife podcast, where we promote better living for healthy Texans. Every episode, we'll cover a health or wellness topic, as well as some lifestyle challenges that we face. All right, welcome to our Fablo podcast. We are back, and with me today is June and Jessica. Oh, the J's! Jocelyn, June, and Jessica are here. we're JQ. Yes, JQ. Get it? No. Okay, we'll do it. Yeah. Too early. Anyway, this month, it is March, and it is National Nutrition Month. So make sure to go visit our newsletter, where we released it early. I know. We always release it late. I'm really excited. But go check it out. We have it on all our websites. If not, visit the Fablo Weebly website, which is fablow.weebly.com. I know. We're cheap. we can't afford a website. But go. We have our information there. And if not, of course, go to our AgriLife Extension County websites. And if you don't know, I think we mentioned in our last podcast, Jessica is now in Bandera.
Yay!
So go to Bandera now, not vegan. New update on that one. And Nutrition Month. There's so much nutrition information. So we're going to hit some highlights from our newsletter. And who wants to take it away?
Sure. So Amy Valdez wrote a media release. She's actually one of the Healthy South Texas specialists. And so she kind of touched base on a few things for National Nutrition Month with this Eating Right Bite by Bite. And so one of the things that she recommends trying out is actually try new produce out each week. So, you know, just pick one out, whether it's fresh, frozen, or canned, and try it in a new recipe and give it a whirl and see if your family likes it. Do some healthy family fun. So maybe celebrate with your family by shopping or meal prepping together.
That'd be cute.
Being active outside as well, I think, is very important. And so,
good time to garden.
Yes, mm-hmm. Gardening. That would be wonderful. You know, have your kids maybe pick out what vegetables they want to grow, and then they'll be more apt to be involved and eat it, actually.
And you can even incorporate the new vegetable, like plant something that they haven't tasted, yeah, or they don't know what it is, and yeah. Watch it grow.
And if you need information on agriculture stuff, you call your ag agent.
They're very knowledgeable on what grows best. Seriously. In your area and yes. Season. Mm-hmm. So just a little shout out to our ag agents there to that they'll be more than happy to help you with those things.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, you just want to follow, you know, My Plate, of course, and make sure yes. that we're getting that well-balanced meal on every day. And, you know, make sure that you're getting those fruits and vegetables, grains, and dairy, and don't forget your protein.
Yeah, so My Plate is with the USDA, and I believe the website is choosemyplate.gov. Or not, just type in My Plate, it mm-hmm. will pop up, and make sure the website ends on a .gov. That is the official website, and it will break it down for you what your MyPlate is. It's different for adults and kids, and for adults, do you know, it's also different for adults depending on your calorie intake, whether you're 2,000, 1,500, 1,200. So they do break it down more on that website. I encourage you to go visit. They have a lot of helpful information, and when it comes to recipes, they have some there too, but I say go to our Dinner Tonight website. Mm-hmm. We have a lot more recipes, and talking about introducing vegetables of the week, there is a vegetable of the week on Dinner Tonight, especially on the Facebook page. Every week they have a new vegetable for you to try, including with a recipe, so that's a good way to go try to have a new vegetable or fruit, and it's an ingredient of the week, and it has a recipe. So there you go, your vegetable or fruit for the week with the recipe, and a recipe that we really liked and we're going to give a shout out to is
Allie Treadwell. So they were focusing on, she's a 4-H'er in, I believe, Tom Green County. And she had this recipe called Rolos del Texas. And it's actually kind of like an egg roll, a healthier version of it. And so, you know, it's kind of a lengthy recipe, so we won't read it off to you. But it has, of course, guacamole, chipotle sauce, and then lots of different fruits and vegetables to add into the egg rolls, such as like bell peppers, spinach, and jalapeno and red onion. So we definitely recommend going to the Dinner Tonight website, and there's actually a video of Allie talking about this recipe, and so go there and
check it out
and give it a try.
It's very different, very, very unique, I will say that. It is a lengthy recipe, so don't let that discourage you. I know when I see a lengthy recipe, I'm like, next one. But no, it's doable. All the recipes in Dinner Tonight are doable. If I can do them, anyone can do them. Let me just say that. Because I won't say I'm the most kitchen savvy, I'm more microwave savvy, but no, this one it's doable. Mm-hmm. It only has how many steps to this? Only 6 steps. So the ingredients are long, but 6 steps. You can do it.
And one roll is actually only 120 calories. So you really can't beat that. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
It's a good snack to have. Mm-hmm. And we're going to end with, I just found this out, there's a MyPlay app. What? I know. Go download it. So the MyPlay app, I was looking it up. I haven't downloaded it yet, but I was doing some research. It's not on MyFitnessPal. So those who do MyFitnessPal, that's calorie intake, like you're trying to count your calories. MyFitnessPal is really gonna help with that first goal we were talking about trying a new vegetable or fruit. But MyPlay is making it simple, and literally that's their catch line. It's simple, like making it simple for you to try something on MyPlay, whether it's a fruit, the vegetable, a grain, protein, or dairy. So they want you to have a little mini goal for each part of the MyPlay. So every time, and it's going to break it down when you register. So first you pick whichever section of the MyPlay, let's say it's the grains, and it's like, what's your goal? And they have a list of ones, but you can just pick one or two. It doesn't have to be crazy. It's simple. It could be about trying the new grain. So then they're going to remind you each day about trying a new grain, and they'll give you some suggestions and some recipes. So it's little simple things to help you try something new. Mm-hmm. And they have challenges. So if you're like me, I love challenges. I love checking it off and getting stupid badges.
It makes you feel good about yourself.
It does. It really does. So that's what MyPlay does. Like, as soon as you complete your goal, you get a badge and you collect them. And I don't know, it makes my day. So if you're like me, you're going to love this app. But, of course, there's other apps out there. We're just giving a shout out to that one. I think it's going to be... It's simplified. I mean, for those who are trying to be healthy or try nutrition for the first time or get nutrition into your life, it's simple. It's an easy app to get into. Any final thoughts?
I think just for National Nutrition Month, maybe you should try to just pick one goal or try something new this month and, you know, start now. You know, I know we always say, oh, I'll start tomorrow eating right. But no, go ahead and start today and just pick something and go for it.
Yeah. So if you want to make it fun, you can even make it a date night or a girls' night. Yay. And pick a recipe that y'all want to try and, you know, get a special drink and make your recipe together and try it. So
I think that's a great idea.
That would be a great idea. Mm-hmm. It'd be like a Galentine's. They're all year.
You can do like Drew. Doesn't she meet like once a month or something with her friends?
Yeah. It's like a family friend gathering. Be her.
Anyway,
alrighty. All right, well, that's all.
Bye.
I have, so bye.
Stay safe.
Be mindful.
Just breathe.
Stay sweet.
And stay fab.
You've been fabloed.